Táid gon bogar raig tuí cuasaí tuíochtta agus planála sa gaalteocht táid anseo Connemara so táid go stocha chun lé dhéanamh ar cuasaí áitiúla anseo achas is ábhar generálta é comá óhéamh an pobl gaalgeide. Gormla, tuíocht sa gaalteocht. Tá ggéir céim ingach ceantar a chustócha cosúla mar dúann sé anna carréanna every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Every housing crisis is a crisis in its own way. Ach, céir dí an scéal an seo, céir dí na fhaibhean a faoi le a bhainn le ggéir céim tuíochtta sa gaaltacht.
Agus mar a dúirt, Catherine, tá ggéir céim tuíochtta ar fud na tíre. Agus ní féidiréis sin na héna, agus tá gach pobl a foiingt marolala seo ar bhela éagsúla, tócha go bí an aún si bfach ag bonú agus tá maiú díad a an eicem agus bééis sin cinnta go míú sé héine níos ná bhí miise ar bbalbeg. Feictar go locht nó gaaltoachta go bhfuil ó neib difriúil acuhéin marol go gaaltoachtaí a cantar sin Stoit gaaltoachta deire Thomas Byrne nuair deire agus mé gá phléise dút sé tá ggéir chéim ar fud na tíre níl an gaaltoacht difriúil ach cheapochtaíine eile go bhfuil. I ríis caiú chéú níl an gaaltoacht a Gunnamar a bháin. There were 7 gaaltoacht counties and I ríist míle buchas faoíocht. It's great to be able to explain the gaeltacht from the inside instead of from the outside.
For sure, yeah.
For those who are listening,
for
who don't understand
audience,
that, it is important we speak English sometimes.
100%, yeah. So, I mean, there are issues.
But if you look at Connemara, if you take the Connemara gaeltacht as an example, even within the Connemara gaeltacht, there would be areas which would have different housing issues. In South Connemara, you would have an area which is within community distance of Galway and in which there is high employment. However, because of that, you have ridiculous house prices, which are really unaffordable for anybody who lives and has grown up in the area, unless they
and you're talking about purchase or rent there, if rental is even available.
Purchase or rent. Do you know, you're looking for a small two-bed house is going for €500,000. You then look at North Connemara, where you have very, very little development, but where you have people coming in buying holiday homes. So people find themselves squeezed in every way. And the government does not seem to have grasped the nettle of rural housing in any way, because over the last number of years, we have been told that communities should settle in towns and villages. Honig Shipsha Amach Fredemed Warachashara Gitinyov, Wolship and Spidel. The next village is on Hyarurua, which is 25 kilometres away. The next place that you will see two houses stuck together is in Corna, which is 53 kilometres away. The area in between is not terra nullis. It is not devoid of human habitation. There are probably around 20 primary schools in that area. And yet, planning permission is extremely difficult. So people in Gaeltacht areas are left saying, well, we can't buy, we can't build. And if we cannot have a community in a Gaeltacht area, we cannot have a linguistic community. So if the government wants Gaeltacht areas to survive and thrive, something must be done about this. There are planning guidelines, which we are waiting, but we're waiting for 3 years. So it'd be interesting to find out maybe on the party really change your call. We'll share the faith.
Okay. Sean Kine. On plan sin agus tá tagar dénta ar tuíoch sa gaaltacht sa chlár réaltis. So astócha cad é an plán agus caina bhéh plán buan an agus sprochan a buan agus an targeid leis sin chuna sin a bhaint amach.
Yeah, well, I mean, an rud a stafat atá leit de masa chlár réaltis ná go bhéh róleg ag údrasta gaaltachta a cuarsaí tuíocht rud a bhí an grúpa bánú a glórag conar na gaeilge agus grúpa eile agus bhí sé sa meda festa bhíag fina gaeil agus fina fáil agus tá sé sa chlár réaltis an is. Now, níl bhaid cín sé fós cín sort ról a bhís ag an túdras a bhaid siad ag hógáil tíhi iad hén nó a bhaid siad ag ag coib rúle leis an túdraus.
An mhul siad ag lora ról? An mhul siad ag lora
ról? Yeah, yeah. Tá siad sás to go bhéic ról acu. Tá talab acu. Tá sacu go bhil fibana, go bhil jackruchtí, go bhil gwaddini ag lorag chihiacht agus gwil aspa chihiacht ar fáil sa gaelic. So tóxid sós to gwaig rôl acu. Candana fibra agus, you know, lú gormlan sin fin na náttir kusilis an spidgeil an caharú a carna. In law cantorca, a chodamara, níl skimana sheirikas. There's no serviced areas. Now, there has been a lot of progress. Lán dul cun cím ar fa fiha blíin. So tá áshina onat sheirikas nu ar an spidgel, tá canela an uctarar, tá clohan, áchin, Balliaclár, Milltown, Canberra, áshina trasna chodamara an líinán, letra frac. Right. Agus tá áshina ela nach will.
Right, you're talking about electricity, water, all of those things.
No, no, talking about your country shares.
Okay.
Yeah, sewer schemes. Right. That basic infrastructure, if you like, but important. And I suppose the role, turn role in Shigishgairn, they have the role for it, but I suppose their mandate has been where the EPA have been challenging them on coastal water. So, I mean, they have prioritised those areas. But there are development, there are areas that need sewerage to allow for development.
Okay. Matthew de Hall, just in Ishtun Gagurid fuin fiachtas a tar bun agavshe, bunige devar altavi it's a north on Turishk, you know, on Sea of Turishk, vi jachrucht eg ban on gaeltacht chachtarash agus coni erhi sugaeltacht agus shinachur istoka kur bun on fiachtas a tagashe. Ach, imerla agus was gaelige mas fager meaning on fiachtas a tar bun agavshe.
Well, gudira la kula hort the hindanya. Nakul skil shar olis aku hanafen a precious bliana hain skrivan an ivrian an band on a hatch shop an wel a mocher larne sel culture na hatch shop skriv shi alt mayal an roster has severity in ye dihe fellu on yamarka on no helen ogus on astral run shi an the yard for shi elwinch mar as a terapor chrinish shi so so gadarigit ni rushina an tach a chanach eiler keys na hogat agus antalchan bisha morchenal Lasser sa warach mas mailat. Vi galor dini ebri finiche sio hanafan. Ach nur gruma janan an kenal ai ghen a chur shkia rinche sian defriat war. Mair hanik moj le len na shartanya with Katrina New Holland works on TG Carr as well and she was speaking on Drive Time and there was another article right. written about her frustrations.
Maybe run us through the common points that people have who, you know, want to buy and maybe it comes at a time when people want to rear a family, they have children, they want to rear those children through Irish, or they just want to move back and live beside elderly parents or just be amongst their own language community. What are the issues that are confronting them that you're trying to confront?
Well, I mean, it is nigh on impossible for many reasons that have already been pointed out, one of which is planning, and we have been waiting for a long time for the Gaeltacht planning guidelines to be published. We met with Minister Dara O'Brien just over a year ago, and he said to us at the time that they would be published by Easter. And the joke that I'm getting tired of making now, he never specified which year. We were in front of the Joint Committee in the Houses of the Oireachtas. We were told in April of last year it would be in 2 weeks. And again, it's very much like the quote from Cassin there when she was quoting Pat Rabbit, isn't that what you do during elections? Because now we've been promised that the planning guidelines are going to be published as a part of the programme for government. We've also been promised that, I would like to find out when, we've also been promised that Uduras na Gaeltacht would have some role in housing. Now, interestingly, as of today, I believe the amended Uduras na Gaeltacht bill had gone through stage three or whatever. And so I would be very interested to find out as to what amendments have been made and what specifications we have now for Uduras na Gaeltacht.
Right. So the role of Uduras na Gaeltacht at the moment is it's a development authority, for want of a better description, for the Gaeltacht areas. It does own quite a lot of capital infrastructure. It owns a lot of land. But yes. In looking at this story, it's been hard to come across any direct quotes from Údaráss na Gaeltachta about the role they want or the role they want to play in housing. So is that known?
Well, the direction, as things stand now, the direction has to come from the Department of the Gaeltachta and from the legislation that is being amended at the moment. Until 13 years ago, we had a democratic mandate in the Gaeltachta, and we could directly elect representatives on the others, and somehow we would be able to steer or direct what role they would have with regard to that. Hopefully that now will return with the new amended bill. And as I said before, we would imagine Údaráss na Gaeltachta appointing an approved housing body, and they would be able to draw on public funds. But also, there's not one size fits all. We have many different issues here, be it with planning on one hand, which hopefully the guidelines will clear up. The other, we've got the social and affordable housing need, and there's hundreds of people between Barna and Carna who haven't been able to get social housing in Galway County Council, haven't built and have no plans to build any social nor affordable housing in the area. We would also imagine that Údaráss na Gaeltachta, in conjunction with the Galway County Council, could use the ready-to-build scheme in which the services that Sean Kane mentioned there between sewerage and electricity and internet and everything else like that, that sites could be fitted out for those, and there could be a discount of up to €30,000 for somebody who wanted to build here in the Gaeltacht.
Okay, Catherine Connolly, if you make Branishir for the diaspora, the Sadal, August Vitosse, Kirkesh, Mialar Sean, or Mialar and Plan, Fisafiha 3. But you're listening to Matthew De Hall there, just and to listen to from what everybody has said, we have Údaráss na Gaeltachta mentioned, we have Irish Water mentioned, we have the EPA mentioned, Galway County Council gets mentioned, the department gets mentioned. It sounds like there's something needed sitting over all of those agencies to pull the varying strands together to drive this forward, because some of those agencies' agendas do seem to be in conflict with one another.
Well, Frasheries, it's Mahan Rud Gubil to Wancho, August Gwil and Clor Shaw, Igdiru Vista, Irkusi Tihiok, the Snigwil Tuk Tilog, Marnir Horlish Shin Hana, August. Togirt kim tihokte fud na tira, ak togir kim fui lehansho, agus tarachi gurmla, agus machu, o hiv na changaja. Agus stoha tabanu tagger and seal, weakas legia, agus ta sheets and diria, agus ta ail of harvet resunta aku. They have very, very reasonable, I don't say demands, requests. As simple as publishing, as Matthew said, the planning guidelines, which we've asked repeatedly, longer than 3 years for. The second thing they've asked for is a policy and a strategy in relation to housing in the Gaeltacht, which hasn't happened before, believe it or not. They've asked for the legislation that's there to be reused again so that grants would be given for people, something that was there up to 2009 and hasn't been brought back, and one or two other, obviously, powers.
And the significance of 2009, is that a casualty of the recession?
Absolutely, absolutely. With a lot of other casualties, Colin, which we're still dealing with. So let's go back to this. I've sat on the Irish Committee for two terms, and I had the privilege of being chair, and then Angus O'Snoddy is chair now. We travelled the country, same theme over and over. The absence of the problem with housing in all of the Gaeltachts, particularly bad and savage in Connemara. Even though the failure of Údaráss, and I'm going to put it a little bit more positively than that, but the Údaráss have always had a trinity of responsibilities for employment, for the language and for the community. And for various reasons, they had to zone in on employment because obviously we needed people to work in the Gaeltacht. But there was no emphasis on housing. The two didn't go together. Now, luckily, over the last number of years, with pressure from the opposition, Údaráss have begun to look at housing, and they've taken on three pilot projects.
Within their mandate?
Well, first of all, they have taken on, and which is very good news. It's for slow progress, but they have identified five sites now, I think, and in three different Gaeltachts, including this one, where they're looking at providing housing. Would I prefer it to be quicker? Yes. Just if I could finish just on the Gaeltacht, we had seven local authorities up before us at different stages on the Irish Committee. Físe harve solir gurau Aspa Tishkina Umlana Ohiv Kotawaktuk is a taw agzavisha tiha a halahar snakanthruki gweltukte. They hadn't an idea. And only recently myself and Red, I think Sean was there too, I can't remember, we got an update from the county council. They haven't one single plan to build a house in any Gaeltacht area in Connemara.
Sorry, which county council?
Galway County Council. They gave us an update. Gotcha. They said no, because there's a lack of services like sewage. So we have a town like Carraro, I Grílar na Gaeltachta, gan Córa Sheargas.
Okay, on Córa Sheargas, Mairead Farrell, an cead dul she is fear hávachtach. Ach an will caivlinch on sin idir cúrsaí timpleacht agus cúrsaí tithíocht, mar tá údaras na Gaeltachta, or mar tá an EPA I caivlinch the Irish Water an ábhar seo. Conas a féidir réiteach a all ar an fhaib sin.
Well, it's a rárad bónasach a dhéarn mishag gónig fwy ngáltat an seo a Gonamara agus in a rira mar dúrch gormla ta seo cynnalín fwy Gonamara in the umlan. And gaeltacht, I always say this about Gonamara, you can't build, you can't buy and you can't rent. Those three things, impossible to do. And the second thing that I always say is there has been a lack of investment in basic infrastructure. That means, like Sean was talking about, and like Catherine mentioned as well, there are no plans at this very moment in time. Sungeltocht, Chihiocht the Hogal, Stephenie Ata Egg on Gory Conde, Mariana Chihiocht
Piblina.
I'm dealing with people all the time who are being, you know, if they have the opportunity after maybe 13, 14 years of being on Galway County Council housing list, that they get offered a place, it will not be in the Gaeltacht. It'll be outside of the Gaeltacht. They'll be pushed into other places. And obviously people are extremely desperate at that point to get a house and they will move. But the point is, the fundamental point is, if we want the Gaeltacht to thrive, which everybody in this room clearly does, then you need those fundamentals of having basic infrastructure so that people don't lose. We have people, and Gormla had on her show this morning, a man who was 7 weeks post-storm AON with no telecommunication services. That would not happen in Dublin. The minister would have intervened, in my opinion. And then we're not allowing people to raise their family in an Irish language setting. And I was speaking to your producer earlier, Colm, and it just brought to my mind, I was raised in a German-speaking household. My mother's German. But German is not my best language. English is my best language because it's all around me. A German is only in my home. Your setting around you in terms of your language development is crucially important. So this concept of like moving people out of the Gaeltacht when they want to be able to stay in it, housing is so important for it. But there's three things that need to happen. In Gaeltacht, she's coffered in a dreach trolling to plan a la Gaeltacht that I'll shoot Lorach. The magic fanat or hope are fat tree blina. Homalashin, coffered kinchu will cory hon pie be carton. Agus vimuj a crinu a dagra, machu a couple of shachtan o hin. Agus
near agri mama
here. Well, Bonu, yeah, but she tells us get the best on. We're at a public meeting that Bonu organised there a few weeks ago. Agus Dorchin ear horlior, Sean O'Toole. Giganam Gura, Gamirsha Gamach, Crinia Pibli, Marhorlukon Pibli. And that's the kind of thing we need. We need proper consultation then about these draft guidelines. This isn't just about the Gaeltacht, this is about the islands too.
All right.
Because so many people. But the other thing is, see, we give powers to Udras and Gaeltacht, we'll give them the money to back it up. We published in our own alternative budget that we would give them 10 million, just what Bonu was asking for. You can't give people powers and not give them money. If we look at Udras and Gaeltacht compared to the IDA, in 2009 it was a 3-1 investment difference. By 2022 that had changed to 9-1. Like, there's a serious deficit there.
Sean Kine, I mean, there have been, you've heard the complaints about the delay for the plan, but is there an opportunity there that, you know, kindly winter na hoche and ish agus gome in protocol kun an flansha kun dreich the enver an flansha onus gome shi den on flanus stura it ro egin.
Yeah, well, dus bara, I mean, oh, even the figure a tagin corlacunda, corlacunda ganiva. Na figuri ifagul agus lúsi dhegin crinio vi vi agan an shata shakacha leis an prifaimanuk gwael octa cuig fwyn gaid dun irritasi planol cedia a siar gaidaf now di credin chulad okay. An figure shin
okay. Shin a figure octa gaid doctor mo jifriacht
shin an rod shin an rod you know I would except that it's lower, certainly, in the Gaeltacht. And look, there are people getting planning permission, but there are also, obviously, people getting refused. And when you refuse, it is hugely, hugely stressful. There's money spent, there is pressure, there's upset, there's tears. And sometimes people are refused two or three times before they get it, you know. And look, like every site is different and they have to look at different things such as sight lines such as an chorus sheericus like a scholar of the mission you know so Neil Hullis see fellow look ak economic kena ta kerta dini cha hogol or talathin shin and rod bonusuk regarding I suppose Udras the present board of Udras have I suppose sanctioned or agreed to the pilot schemes and we have to see how those progress. I think there was probably a reluctance on Udras to get directly involved in terms of they don't want to be a local authority where people are knocking at the door.
Do they have the expertise in Udras
They have engineers. They need to react to. So they have engineers. They build estates and factories and they do maintenance and different things like that. So, I mean, tahi aku. But in terms of building, I'm sure they can They could do that, but it's important that they will have a role. It's important that they will have a role. And I at the last meeting that I had with the Prívaimeanach of the Corlacunda, you know, Jeremy or who, Chaklakela, Ethan and Tudros Agusishgairn, Agus, you know, Brana were watching Agus Tullerai le Schemen a Sheerakis watching on Tulloch, Indrawan, Carna, Kilkeeran watching you know, sort more. Will Ruddy Hart Agusvek Jeshina Aku. And Chin, Tihi Hogal, Iger and Corlacunda, and Tudras, Agus Agrathi Prevogic.
Ni Arnimar Togart, of course,
but I mean, Tajeshak Winish, my gal.
But Toshi de Gro, not Torloishish, and they said that's not going to happen. They told us that at the update. They have no plans.
No, but I mean, Tajeshina Akwinish, Iger and three
agriculture. Tonyar Jeshina, Nimordov, Jiru was Ja Eranaspe infrastructure. So Marampla Kararua, Ni Fedra Chaka Hogal, Gon. Dialol leis an aspa infrastructure
at all. Can't turn the nil on. I bet fair all to the like rinne sé the erucht. You know, rinne sé the erucht. Har the blint a sea ball. Ni roch sé fallo look how she the banu or chela ag the antara gada.
Tommy Gurry Tigerty in a Lana Rylish game. Tommy Gurry Tigerty in a Corsi Kies Gormla. The Matadini, you know, Tashi Jacka Hogal, no, August Jacka Kianach, och Jacka Aller Kies, Conosta Corsi. Sidro Shin.
Ta cursi kisa good done Marial nach will nitiche on an idea shinen with the small nish tasagum gul can't ed Airbnb gis gumin bono gidivin a fall locht at Airbnb. Acheganom kena kahamuit quinu edin law vela. There are people who depend on Airbnb to keep a tourism industry going which has been badly hit by the allocation of most of the hotels to refugees from Ukraine or those looking for international protection. Now, these are people who badly need places to stay. However, if you look at the hotels in Unhiarurua, Unspidel, Corna, all of which are taken by
international protection beneficiaries of temporary protection.
You know, so that is an issue in itself. Airbnb then, I don't know if it's going to provide a solution, but coming back to what John was saying about environmental concerns, Shen rudh deirach dín alath atá cuirtú cad plan ala. Those people who are looking to build a house, generally, who may be looking to build quite a modest house in a place where there are houses built already, will often say to you in frustration, tá cuisint ag na cean na bhain bhána agus tá cuisint ag na cearca frí. So there is legislative protection, as there should be, for bog cotton and for hen harriers. But they will say there is a minority language community in this country, right, which must be protected.
Which is an ecosystem as well.
Which is an ecosystem, which is an important part of the cultural diversity of Ireland, which seems to be very much... On the bottom rung as protection. That is how they would see it anyhow. In Connemara, where you were looking at a vast amount of the area, which is actually in a special area of conservation, which limits development hugely.
Okay. But you thought so much listen point shin Matthew on Coivlin Shin Iger Cursi Chimpelocht agus Cursi Tihicht on ga on Coivlin Shin of on no
Yekimsig will Coupling together, Cursi Chimplach, the Agus Cursi Tihiarta, Ernauer Goldini and Nagoni and Shaw Hannafin. So could you tell me to go to Yenu? When would you go to Fana? Could you come in the Tihir Fad Falvihe, Agus Jarma the Yenu or Night? No, me would you toggle and Nuas Erna Loniarte at Agony Hannafin. Bitter a kind Erna Patson Loniarte at Agony and Shaw, Agus Erna Clahan, Agus Rudy Marshan, Agus Jirla Taggart, Yenu Rash, Don Has Louis Manis Louis, the Katrina Nihul, and Massam Guru, Shea Yachis Fihe, an Woherin Hern, Roshishigiri, a ta a hogan. Agus Duru Leche, Gumosha, causing a precedent. For development.
26 houses there already,
On the same road.
And for her to build another house was said to be caused.
And the most ridiculous thing that we keep hearing is that to tell an Irish speaker that there's no local need, an Irish speaker who works in the Irish language industry, if you will, to be told that there is no local need, and we need Irish speakers in the Gaeltacht. The meaning of the Gaeltacht historically meant the people. It didn't mean the place. Yeah. I mean, if you're looking out at an empty field there, are you going to tell me that empty field is in the Gaeltacht if it doesn't have any Irish speakers in it?
But what you're saying is that when somebody's filling out an application, they argue for a local need to live in the particular area, and being an Irish speaker is not deemed to be sufficient local need.
Historically, it would have been, and historically you could have improved your case to do so, and it's in within the remit of Galway County Council, the preservation and promotion of Irish and the Gaeltacht, conserving and protecting the heritage, culture and richness of the language, as well as strengthening the position of the Irish language in the home workplace
community.
And
that isn't being
done. Well, I mean, these are constantly looked at when councillors, you know, debate the county development plan. Visha the Dalalish, the Narudhi Shov, Visha the Kerrag Multi. You know, they put forward amendments, suggestions, proposals, you know, to help improve. For example, on the last occasion, they brought forward policy in relation to backland development. You know, that there would be opportunities to maybe share an entrance and build houses at the back of a parent's house or whatever else. So, I mean, there are improvements. Look, Tastian, then the Thorlinta Kincha, Tastian, the Thorlinta, then the Cantorca Gaeltachta, the Fairolcha, Arish, Gan, Ambrú, O Winch of the Hotcha, Trees, the Polituri. You know, but Nivayin Chach, Tokta, Fintua, Marvai. Feimini on Rin Tihacht Chulwar and I Ruddy Marshin.
So Chulwar and I Ruddy Marshin. Tatosig Lord Niasmo Brew on Winter Nahor well, to Earth's Hain.
No. I mean, Tatosig Tovat took a vague role egg the Polituri. Agus Gan the Polituri, or Chula, you know, Linsha the Cur Brew, or son Winter Nahorcha.
Okay, just an overshin marriage. August Catherine, Thussle, marriage. Special reasons to live in an area or a need to live in an area, and language being a criterion that would allow people to build. Does that need to be looked at?
Well, yeah, that's why we need to look at these guidelines. Like, we need to see these guidelines, the draft guidelines printed. Well, there's a whole question then, like, how prescriptive are you? So the issue with the local need is we've all seen crazy. I've seen things where people are, you know, born, raised in an area, working in the area, in a very small, tight-knit community where you couldn't move out of, and are being told that they don't get it based on local need. Now, they're told other reasons as well, but when you see the basis of local need, you're just, it's laughable if it wasn't so frustrating. So of course, what we need to see is the draft guidelines published. Language needs to be part of that. The whole question then is how prescriptive is the language. So on Gini Chashin, Monowil and Gaiga on Fajr Latoga and stuff machine. So Shin and Kesht, Shin and Foga Gamut Brandu and Dream.
Because the captain Tussa.
Well, before Gamach and Gorud on. So ni hear Rudde Gamonowil, it's so Shin and Rud, a her local need, before Nui Brandu or Corsi Changa, but Monowil and Dream Trollingy, Planal Ann, sure, Tom just a conch, we were looking at a clue and food.
Catherine Connolly, are an over shin, August, just got the comedy, Tarasian Bugger, like, August, brand new Arceus, August on Ferrum Gui, new Homa.
I think without a doubt we need the planning guidelines published.
Yeah.
But I think we need, it's important that the Udaros Bill is enacted and that power is given to Udaros na Gaeltachta to enable them in what the most suitable way to put a focus on housing in the Gaeltacht. Separately from that, we have the Housing Commission report, which took us from last May to a couple of weeks ago to get it on the Clár Oibre, Sirialtas, Sadal. And that's a very interesting report, because not alone does it put a tooth in saying there's a huge problem, it gives solutions. And it also sets out, Colm, that what is the cost of not building houses in Ireland and in the Gaeltacht, and we must put a price on that. And then they look in particular at rural areas and the Gaeltacht, and they talk about sustainable once-off housing. First time I've seen it in an official report, sustainable once-off housing. They talk about clusters and nodes of housing as all part of a solution to the housing crisis in the Gaeltacht. And really what they talk about is we can't go on the way we're going. We must recognise that this crisis is creating serious problems on every level for us. But for the Gaeltacht, they're given recognition to solutions. So we need a strong Udaros na Gaeltachta, and we need the local authorities to step up to the plate and realise what they need to do for the Gaeltacht area.
Okay. Nílach, Jen Omidhi Fáach again. So Matthew Rashkowitz are just... just couldn't play Gary Yenov Air Cursey case. Short lets in the Gaeltacht. I think recent, as of tonight, I think 1,000 plus rentals on Airbnb, but only 8 long term rentals in Connemara on daft.ie.
And just as a matter of interest, I believe that all of Connemara is now in a rent pressure zone.
Yeah.
So a stark contrast there, Matthew.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, we would look at that as more symptomatic of a greater problem, and that I suppose just banning Airbnb in the morning wouldn't solve that. When you have, what did we say, over 1,000 now that we have?
Yeah, I mean, look, there obviously will be people who traditionally, and for family reasons, you know, they may be working in another part of the country.
And we don't, you see, the thing is that we don't make value judgments on why somebody would rent out a house there, but this would have to be a part of a strategy, a population and housing strategy in the Gaeltacht, and there has to be an overall and national regulation of the likes of the short lets. But there's a lot of problems that perhaps that we could solve when looking at these houses. One of which that springs to mind is that I worked with the Irish colleges for years up at home and out in Inishere as well. And I believe since COVID, 6 of them have closed. And now this is the backbone of Irish language learning. Do you know? I mean, this is the heart is here and it pulses out to the rest of the country through the Irish colleges. And one of the main reasons that they've closed is because they can't get the Maria Tiche. And we have a situation now where it's very hard to supplement one income with 3 months of students. Perhaps we should be looking at the whole year throughout. We have a problem where primary teachers are coming out without sufficient Irish. Mm. Should we be looking at an entire year that they spend out here and that we develop that kind of thing?
Or running courses throughout the year. Because I mean, another issue, I think the Irish Medical Journal was highlighting the fact that it's hard to access Sherevishi Leish Oscoelge to find a doctor
who can
All right. I do want to
you know the way there's the healthcare assistance and then to get the upskilling or whatever to become altri nurses and that. Like there should clearly be a jointish or a support for people who want to do that through Irish and get or and do it in the Gaeltacht. Like there, sometimes we just put like barriers in front of people instead of actually assisting people to do the things that they want to do, which would mean then that people who are living in the Gaeltacht can provide those services within their own community. Like just some of those kind of things are basic. The other thing, just on the health stuff, needs to be said. We had a period for weeks where health centres did not have telephone lines. You couldn't ring 999. There was no electricity. They had to dump medicines. This is when we're talking about basic infrastructure. They didn't have that. They all need generators and they need satellite phones.
Okay.